This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Michael Steidel. Michael, how are you?
Fine. And you?
Good. Michael, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm Managing Director of the IPTC, International Press Telecommunications Council. We are a not-for-profit member organization of primarily news agencies, some newspapers, and system vendors. And our goal is to establish a flawless technical communication between news providers. And therefore, we have also a working area of rights expressions. And there I'm involved. What we are working on is called RightsML. And beyond that, so outside our organization, I'm involved in the ODRL specification, which is an open digital rights language, which was created by an open community. And I'm also involved in a working group of the W3C about permissions and obligations expressions. And beyond that, I'm also a member of the board of the Linked Content Coalition.
Great. Michael, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
Well, maybe first to mention that inside IPTC and there is where we are working, we don't such a focus on the management. It is more about communicating rights. Therefore, we aim at rights expressions and licenses. That means the expressions of a granted right. And we hand it over to other parties to be responsible for the management of the rights which have been communicated with them. Well, the biggest challenge I'm aware is to agree on a shared understanding of the use terms in the rights expression communication. That includes, for instance, the roles of party. What exactly is a rights holder? What exactly is a licensor? And so on. Then agreement on the licensed actions. If we talk about your license to print something, what exactly does it? Does it allow only to print it on paper or also on balloons or on spaceships? And also to have agreed understanding on the duties. Sometimes it is said, okay, you have to post there also a credit line with a photo shown. What exactly is a credit line? How does it look like? Who defines the content of a credit line? This is a basic requirement for any success. The second challenge is simplifying licenses. It's some discussion we coined there, maybe funny term, saying the lunch agreements. The two parties meet in lunch and say, okay, let's negotiate the agreement about the rights. So you license objects to me, media to me, and now let's discuss it there. And of course, a salesperson has the goal to attract the business partner. And therefore, very specific agreements are made, which are very special only to this relationship. And on the other hand, this exactly is one of the reasons why rights expressions are not very easy to express, because they are based more on generic rules, on a wider understanding, not on this understanding, which is in many cases only shared by the two people who had meal together. And a good example I've seen in this area are the Creative Commons. This is something where understanding and agreement is widely shared. And I think this is also one of the main reasons for the success, because it's simply and easy to understand. And that also that needs also a new generation of lawyers, those who are accepting such frameworks and say, okay, let's try to put their our ruling on such frameworks. And I can also say that we had an interesting widening interest into the ODRL work. And I think that also comes because it's quite simple and it's quite straight ahead, not made for the extra special purposes, but to have a wide common ground supported.
Michael, what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
Okay, I think the first and basic agreement is that you accept common terms and definitions. Not every company, every lawyer says, okay, I define how rules are expressed, and this has to be accepted. And that's also the reason why I'm the lawyer at company XYZ. If you want to know exactly what that means in the contract, you have to ask. There must be a wider understanding that it is good to have something shared even across language areas. That includes the quite delicate issue of a correct translation of terms, and also including definitions which are shared also across different areas of how laws and rights are expressed. Then I think it's also important to have a trust between the involved parties. Because if you build on a shared understanding, you should also trust that the other party also trusts in such a shared understanding. You have to trust that both parties have trust into such a communication. And this is, let's say, the starting point, I would call it. Then moving from only human readable expressions also to machine readable expressions. I think this is one of the results of an increasing distribution primarily in the news area. I've been talking to the photo editor of a magazine, and he told me, okay, we receive thousands of photos per day, and I have to select which one can be used by our magazine. One decision is the photo nice enough, but also do I have the license to publish it? Because many are published, let's say, in a wide way, and then you have to read maybe limitations. So it's a global circulation of photo, but it says not allowed to be published in Germany. If this is a German magazine, they have to take the decision. No, we're not allowed to publish it. This can be handed over to persons reading the notes on thousands of photos. This can be handed over to a machine. And many people assume this is more efficient to hand this over to a machine. And also, that means more data have to be made machine readable. And one of the key points of that is to use identifiers. If we are talking about parties, we are talking about definitions of actions which are granted. This should not be free text definitions. There should be identifiers. And if you follow the identifier, you will find a clear and open definition of what this identifier stands for. And it's also important to have then their rights statements in the machine readable format. Many people say, okay, this is my photo. Wonderful. Or this is my text, which is published on a web page. But this expression would be good to have there also a technical format for that. It's very clear that it is identified who is the party owning the copyright of this text, photo, video, whatever. And there is interesting, for instance, the effort taken by the so-called Copyright Hub in the United Kingdom. They want to establish a quick relationship between somebody who finding text or photos on the web and saying, okay, who owns that? And therefore, for this purpose, it would be essential to post with your text and your photo also such a technical description of your ownership.
Michael, what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Well, be open to look at new styles of rights expression. And I would call this new style to be an open style, to have their expressions which may be not that business sector specific, so that you say, okay, I'm sharing graphics. And in our graphics industry, we have specific terms, but these specific terms exist only there in this business sector. To say, okay, we accept also terms which are used by, let's say, all visual media businesses. And then also look at that in a relaxed way. Talking to people about new ways of rights expression, many are anxious to say, okay, our rights may be siphoned away. Then suddenly we don't have rights anymore. I think there are proofs that such machine-readable rights are reliable. And therefore, look at that in a relaxed way and don't be afraid that you will lose something. And look at that in the sense of new things doesn't mean that things get worse. Look at that. This will open new ways of communicating rights with maybe also new customers and maybe also opening your business to new audiences. The second item I see there is to be open to align to mainstreams. This goes in this direction. If you are in a specific and small business area only, be aware that it makes sense to follow the main streams of maybe a wider business area. And that also means be ready to put away specialties. I think at some point you have to calculate, does it really pay for to have such specific and special rights expressions as you have been using currently? And in the most overall, we'd be open to new requirements. If you look into that and say, okay, this looks interesting, okay, new requirements may be raised by going into the machine real rights direction, but all new things usually can be solved. And the invitation is be open to solving new challenges.
Great. And where can we find more information about rights management?
Well, I think you can Google for that, of course. I want to point at the areas I'm working on. IPDC has their website about the RightsML standard, and I'm very happy that we have there a lot of examples so that you can find out what can be covered by RightsML, because it's important not only to explain, let's say, the design of technical expressions, but to give simple examples. There we explain how to express, for instance, a photo may not be published in a country, a text may not be published after this and that date, and really simple day-to-day operational issues. Then I propose to have a look at the ODRL community, because it gives a good overview of a really very flexible language for rights expressions. And there are also a lot of examples for that. And I think if you have a quick need for such a rights expression, I think this is something you can simply implement and use. And there is also this linked content coalition. They have the so-called 10 targets. I think it is worth to read them because they set a framework for what is required to go along in the new direction of machine readable rights. So it talks about identifiers, how identifier can be registered, how to express your rights on something, means on media. Yeah, and I think that are good starting points into a new era of rights expressions.
Great. Well, thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.